with the baseball, I mean, you can tell that your curveball isn't breaking as big as it used to.
Oh, sure.
And the hitters can also tell you.
Yeah.
And then I realized, of course, I was getting faster and faster. So I was knocking the glove off my brother's hand. And he could tell me, yeah, you're getting pretty quick. That's when I knew that my curveball just was not the big thing it used to be. It kind of goes like, that's when I decided I'd better just work on a fastball and a changeup, work on getting them over the plate in the right place, low outside,
yeah,
for strikes, and have my curveball that I try to get over now and then. But I was mainly a fastball pitcher.
Yeah, I read that you didn't like to go to your changeup.
I just wanted to blow it past them. I knew I was pretty good.
Yeah.
I could hit the hell out of the ball. And they put me, I batted cleanup in college, even when I was pitching, because I could hit the ball so damn far.
Yeah.
If I really got a hold of it. I did, when I was little, like when I was 12 years old, I still had my big curveball. And the local semi-pro team came to me and got me to pitch for them because I had such a big, fat curveball.
That must have been intimidating for some of those adults. The 12-year-old would come up to pitch to them and they'd see this movement that they hadn't expected. You'd take some of them off guard, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was fun.